Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now we come to Sagittarius Navamsha, the ninth sign, which is a sign of Jupiter, the sign of principles and guidelines. Making rules and guidelines is the job of this Navamsha. The funny thing about Sagittarius Navamsha is fall from height, as in fall from position. It has to stick to its principles, otherwise the planet which goes in Sagittarius Navamsha will have a fall of some kind. Maybe even a physical fall, but it's more metaphorical fall, so to speak. Fall from position, fall from grace, if you're inclined to the Christian tradition. Sagittarius Navamsha will make principles, will have a tendency to fall from that position. So whenever you see planets running in Sagittarius Navamsha with the planet active, ask the question whether you have done this mistake in this life or in the past life. Correct things that will get okay. Correction of principles and inner moral ethical compass is Sagittarius Navamsha indication. Sagittarius Navamsha also does not have any rules. Sagittarius only provides guidelines. In Sagittarius, Jupiter provides guidelines. In Pisces, it provides faith, letting go. Sagittarius is a muted sign. Therefore, a planet here will be muted, as in there will not be any loud speaking. There will be more higher learning, opposite to Gemini, right? Teaching higher wisdom about that planet becomes the job of Sagittarius Navamsha. If you are at work, for example, if Saturn is here or your D1 10th Lord is here, you must end up becoming a teacher of that work. How to do that work better? What should be the higher wisdom of that? What rules and guidelines will you make now as a result of your learning, as a result of your fall? So disappointments, therefore, are a part of Sagittarius Navamsha, has a tendency to give advices, guidelines, making rules for people, telling them that this is wrong and this is right. It works on feeling. In Sagittarius Navamsha, if Saturn is sitting there or if your D1 10th Lord is sitting there, you won't be able to work unless you are having a mood for it. Very moody it becomes here. So understand Sagittarius Navamsha as one who is moody to work. Something similar you might say to Cancer, although not quite, because Cancer does not make rules as such. Cancer only is moody all the time in Cancer Navamsha, the previous one when you saw. In Sagittarius Navamsha, it becomes more of providing guidelines to other people as a result of your hard-learned lessons of life. Also, planets in Sagittarius Navamsha will have a tendency to become a fanatic. Don't become a fanatic of that planet, especially if Jupiter is sitting here. In Sagittarius Navamsha, it becomes a hardcore fanatic of religion, maybe. Do not become a fanatic is the lesson that is trying to teach you. Of any planet signification that is here. If Mars is here, you might become a fanatic of logic. If Venus is here, you might become a fanatic of wealth. See, you can become a fanatic of any subject, really speaking. In Sagittarius Navamsha, it is teaching you to avoid such things. Okay? So, Sagittarius Navamsha is status, gain or loss of status in the society, the way other people see you. That's what it dominantly indicates. And we shall explore this further now. If the D1 10th Lord is here, you might end up becoming an advisor, a consultant, advisory role of some kind. D1 10th Lord in 11th house, maybe for multinational organizations, things like that. Finance management, income tax management, pioneers of the field. They become pioneers simply because they have learned very hard lessons of life from this particular planet. They become focused on goals, ethics, moral values of such individuals, regards to that planet become very high through life, through time. Okay. Now let us see some planets, generalities, and then we shall get into specifics. Saturn in Sagittarius Navamsha, for example, has a lot of past knowledge related to rules at work, loopholes, how to implement, dealing with people, dealing with common people, how to tell your juniors or your compatriots or your colleagues how to do the work. They are good at this. And if it is not implemented, it, you know, suffers at work because it works based on feeling. If you're not feeling well, or if you're not in a mood to do, you won't do that work. Sagittarius Navamsha, like Cancer Navamsha, is very moody. Mercury here, for example, suggests, what mistakes have you made with neighbors, siblings, kids in this life or in past lives? You learn these and now it's time to teach the same, because Sagittarius is a teacher. Talking, speaking, writing coaches, desire to teach these things, telling them how to do this, do's and don'ts, advisory role. They might even end up becoming teachers of school kids, for example. Mars here may have issues with vehicle, property, siblings, all the Karaka of Mars. So it suggests some mistakes you had done with respect to them. Too many guidelines and promises not kept is Mars Navamsha. Giving advices to siblings, advices regarding property buying, real estate people come from Mars in Sagittarius Navamsha. Moon here brings disappointments due to emotional over-control, like person saying something due to out-of-control emotions, all right? Will help people due to emotional nature, and then it really backfires. So Moon here, it tries to take emotional attitude towards wisdom and it backfires. That's not the way to go about it. Wisdom is wisdom. It does not necessarily have all the time emotion buried in it. See, light is light, isn't it? It doesn't have any other quality except to illuminate. Emotional fanaticism. Again, fanaticism plays out dominantly in Sagittarius Navamsha. People come to confide in you for their emotions. This might end up becoming emotional coaches of some kind. Venus here asks the question, what mistake have you done related to relationship and money? Disappointments in relationship, because this particular person wants relationship to follow set of rules and procedures. Fanaticism in relationships. And will suffer as a result of that, and will start teaching as a result of that. This is the theme of Sagittarius Navamsha. They can become relationship coach as a result, but a very pricey one, not available to masses, just richy rich people. Wealth consultant if it is with Saturn. Jupiter here has the image of being everyone's friend. People come and associate easy with them, talk to them, connect to them. They project that image. They always keep learning through life. They are in search for something in their life that never ends. Spirituality and knowledge that never ends. Sun here indicates that people will take this individual as advisors. Take advice from him relating to legal matters, relating to education. If in 6th house, it will relate to legal matters, lawyers. And it asks you the question, what mistake have you made with fathers, with governments, with authority figures, bosses before? Now it's time to learn that and teach it to the others. Okay. So understanding that Sagittarius Navamsha is all about guidelines will help you unlock more. Now let's get into the details and reveal some more.
Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Saturn, when Saturn is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. 2. Saturn's drive in Sagittarius Navamsha. When Saturn as Amartya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, its slow, disciplined energy merges with Sagittarius' principled, philosophical, and truth-seeking qualities. The professional drive becomes focused on upholding ethics, creating guidelines, and taking responsibility in advisory or consultative roles. Discipline through principles and morality. Saturn combines with Sagittarius' love of wisdom, creating an inner drive to build careers on moral strength, fairness, and guidelines. The native becomes highly focused on integrity, and any deviation from principles risks downfall or loss of status. Challenge of rigidity versus flexibility. Sagittarius thrives on guidelines, not rigid rules. Saturn, being strict and structured, may struggle here, leading to fanaticism, stubbornness, or difficulty adapting when moral or social standards shift. Disappointments are frequent when others do not uphold the same principles. Professions? Rooted in guidance and authority. Saturn in Sagittarius directs the professional drive toward roles in law, governance, teaching, philosophy, finance management, tax administration, or roles requiring a high moral outlook. It can also incline one toward religious, spiritual, or consultative authority where discipline is combined with ethical teaching. Shadow expression, becoming overly rigid or dogmatic in professional life. Moral superiority, leading to judgment of others. Loss of opportunities through inflexibility or fanaticism. 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Sagittarius as ninth house, Aries ascendant Saturn Amartya Karaka emphasizes higher learning, dharma, and teaching. Drive toward law, philosophy, or academic leadership. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant, strong public authority in law, governance, advisory roles, or spiritual leadership. Recognition comes through discipline combined with high moral standards. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant. Drive centers around family wealth, finance, and speech. Careers may involve taxation, banking, or financial consulting with karmic lessons in ethics. 4. Integrated expression Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to uphold order through wisdom, ethics, and principles. The karmic task is to avoid becoming a fanatic of rules, learning instead to balance discipline with the flexibility of guidelines. This placement produces advisors, teachers, administrators, and consultants who carry the burden of guiding others with integrity, learning that true strength comes from ethical persistence rather than rigid control. Sun as Amartya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Sun, when the sun is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in authority, recognition, leadership, and ethical responsibility. It thrives in governance, management, and positions of visibility where dignity and moral clarity are central. The sun as AMK provides direction and light, seeking to guide others through example. Its shadow may appear as ego, pride, or authoritarianism. 2. Sun's drive in Sagittarius Navamsha. When the sun as Amartya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, its radiant leadership fuses with Sagittarius' principled, philosophical, and truth-driven qualities. The professional drive becomes focused on embodying ethics, inspiring through teaching, and upholding guidelines for society. Leadership through principles. The sun in Sagittarius directs its light toward law, governance, philosophy, or education. The drive is to lead with moral authority, inspiring others through wisdom and righteous action. Success depends on sticking to principles. Failure to do so can cause sudden loss of respect or status. Challenge of fanaticism and rigidity. The sun's need for recognition can blend with Sagittarius' zeal, creating tendencies toward moral superiority or dogmatic leadership. If the individual imposes principles rigidly, they may alienate colleagues or lose authority through perceived arrogance. Professions rooted in teaching and authority. Likely careers include politics, law, religious or spiritual leadership, academia, finance management, or advisory positions. The sun in Sagittarius thrives where authority is combined with wisdom and moral guidance. Shadow expression, ego expressed through moral rigidity or superiority. Failure to adapt when principles are challenged, leading to professional downfall. risk of becoming a fanatic leader, too focused on preaching rather than practicing. 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Sagittarius as ninth house, Aries ascendant, Sun Amatyakaraka shines in higher learning, law, or Dharma-related careers. Strong drive to be seen as a moral or spiritual leader. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant, public authority is tied to governance, teaching, or philosophy. Recognition comes from ethical leadership and societal contributions. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant, focus on family wealth, finance, and speech. Careers may involve taxation, finance, or roles where principles are applied to resources and values. Integrated expression. Sun as Amatyakaraka in Sagittarius, Navamsa creates an internal drive to lead with wisdom, ethics, and moral clarity. The karmic task is to avoid pride and fanaticism, learning instead to embody principles through humility and consistency. This placement produces leaders, teachers, and advisors whose strength lies in inspiring others by living the values they uphold, guiding society through moral light rather than authoritarian force. Mercury as Amatyakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsa 1. 1. Core Amatyakaraka Principles. When Mercury is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in intellect, adaptability, communication, and analytical reasoning. It thrives in professions involving trade, negotiation, teaching, technology, and dialogue. Mercury as AMK seeks to connect people and ideas, using logic and language as tools of success. Its shadow can manifest as restlessness, gossip, or manipulative speech. 2. Mercury's drive in Sagittarius Navamsa. When Mercury as Amatyakaraka occupies Sagittarius Navamsa, its sharp intellect is infused with Sagittarius's philosophical, truth-seeking, and principle-oriented qualities. The professional drive becomes tied to teaching higher wisdom, guiding through communication, and using knowledge to build ethical frameworks. Communication through principles. Mercury here thrives as a communicator of guidelines and philosophies. The drive pushes toward explaining truths, writing, advising, or teaching in ways that blend intellect with morality. The less one speaks frivolously, the more value their words carry. Challenge of fanaticism and ideas. Mercury's adaptability may clash with Sagittarius's rigidity. This can manifest as overly dogmatic speech, preaching rather than dialoguing, or imposing beliefs as absolute truth. Disappointments arise when others do not accept or respect these ideas. Professions rooted in knowledge and advisory roles. Careers often involve law, teaching, philosophy, journalism, financial consulting, tax management, or advisory roles. Mercury in Sagittarius excels when intellect is used to share knowledge in structured, principled ways. Shadow expression, becoming a fanatic of ideas, clinging to rigid philosophies, over-explaining or moralizing, leading to communication breakdowns. Loss of professional credibility through judgmental or inflexible speech. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Sagittarius as 9th house, Aries ascendant, Mercury Amatyakaraka ties drive to higher education, writing, or advisory roles in law, philosophy, or teaching. Strong dharmic focus. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant, recognition through communication-based authority, law, media, finance, or consultative leadership. Career identity tied to public speech and ethical guidance. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant, focus on family values, speech, and finance. Drive into taxation, accounting, finance management, or advisory professions with karmic lessons and principles. 4. Integrated expression. Mercury as Amatyakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsa creates an internal drive to teach, guide, and advise through principled communication. The karmic lesson is to balance intellect with humility, avoiding dogmatism or fanaticism in speech. This placement produces teachers, advisors, and consultants whose professional strength lies in making complex truths clear, guiding others through ethical knowledge and higher wisdom. Venus as Amatyakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsa. 1. Core Amatyakaraka Principles. When Venus is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in refinement, harmony, relationships, beauty, and wealth. It thrives in careers tied to art, finance, luxury, diplomacy, and human connection. Venus as AMK seeks balance, creating environments of comfort and prosperity. Its shadow can emerge as indulgence, vanity, or dependence on validation through others. 2. Venus's drive in Sagittarius, Navamsa. When Venus as Amartya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, its pursuit of beauty and balance fuses with Sagittarius' truth-seeking, principled, and philosophical energy. The professional drive becomes oriented toward creating harmony through higher values, guiding relationships and finances with ethics and principles. Harmony through wisdom and principles. Venus in Sagittarius drives one toward professions where beauty, wealth, or relationships are framed by morality, law, or higher learning. The native feels compelled to align personal and professional choices with universal ethics, even in matters of love, finance, or aesthetics. Challenge of fanaticism and values. Venus's natural diplomacy can turn rigid in Sagittarius Navamsha. Instead of flexible harmony, the professional may become judgmental or overly moralistic about relationships, finances, or social aesthetics. Disappointments arise when ideals clash with real-world compromises. Professions rooted in beauty, finance, and guidance. Likely careers include law related to marriage or wealth, advisory roles in finance or taxation, teaching arts or aesthetics, luxury industries with philosophical branding, or relationship counseling. Venus in Sagittarius also favors guiding others in cultural, artistic, or ethical decision-making. Shadow expression, rigid imposition of personal values onto others, loss of opportunities in love or finance through over-idealism, becoming a moral critic of beauty, wealth, or relationships rather than embodying true balance. Hammer 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context, Sagittarius as 9th house, Aries ascendant. Venus Amartya Karaka ties professional drive to dharmic learning, cultural refinement, and philosophy of relationships. Strong karmic pull toward teaching or guiding values. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant, public authority in finance, arts, luxury, or law. Recognition comes through balancing wealth with principles or guiding societal aesthetics. Sagittarius as 2nd house, focus on family values, speech, and finance. Professions may involve banking, taxation, luxury businesses, or relationship guidance with karmic lessons in ethics. 4. Integrated expression Venus as Amartya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to refine beauty, wealth, and relationships through higher truth and morality. The karmic lesson is to avoid fanaticism in values, learning to blend harmony with flexibility. This placement produces diplomats, advisors, and financiers whose strength lies in aligning prosperity and relationships with universal ethics, uplifting society with principled elegance. Moon as Amartya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Moon. When the moon is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, nurturing, adaptability, and care for the masses. It thrives in roles involving psychology, teaching, public life, hospitality, food, and healing. The moon as AMK seeks to provide comfort and guidance, often reflecting the needs of society. Its shadow can manifest as mood dependence, inconsistency, or excessive emotional sensitivity. 2. Moon's drive in Sagittarius Navamsha. When the moon as Amartya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, its nurturing quality is infused with Sagittarius's higher wisdom, principles, and philosophical guidance. The professional drive becomes oriented toward teaching, counseling, or advising with emotional wisdom grounded in ethics and truth. Emotional guidance through principles. The moon here develops a strong pull toward nurturing others by teaching moral values, guiding through emotional intelligence, and counseling in ways that inspire people to align with higher truths. The drive is to care for others through wisdom-based empathy. Challenge of emotional fanaticism. Sagittarius can make the moon rigid in values, producing emotional dogmatism or intolerance of differing views. The professional may become overly moralistic, imposing principles on others, or emotionally disappointed when expectations of integrity are not met. Professions rooted in nurturing wisdom. Careers may involve teaching, psychology, philosophy, counseling, or law related to family and care. Moon in Sagittarius also supports roles in hospitality, education, or advisory services where ethics, wisdom, and compassion must be combined. Shadow expression. Emotional rigidity, appearing as a moral preacher rather than a nurturer. Disappointments in professional or relational roles due to high expectations of others' integrity. Emotional instability when moral guidelines are broken by self or others. Half 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Sagittarius as 9th house, Aries ascendant, Moon Amacha Karaka ties professional drive to higher education, emotional guidance, and dharmic nurturing. Strong inclination toward teaching, counseling, or spiritual caregiving. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant. Public career tied to emotional leadership in education, law, or social care. Recognition comes through nurturing with principles in the public sphere. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant. Drive focuses on family values, food, wealth, and speech. Careers may involve finance, nutrition, or public speaking with karmic tests and emotional integrity. Integrated expression moon as Amatya Kraka in Sagittarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to nurture, guide, and care for others through principles, wisdom, and moral clarity. The karmic task is to balance compassion with flexibility, avoiding emotional fanaticism. This placement produces teachers, counselors, and guides who uplift others by blending empathy with higher truths, creating emotional security through ethical leadership. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Mars. When Mars is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in initiative, courage, discipline, and decisive action. It thrives in professions that demand leadership, competition, technical skill, and persistence in overcoming obstacles. Mars as AMK seeks to act fearlessly and to establish order through strength and precision. Its shadow can manifest as aggression, impatience, or destructive competitiveness. 2. Mars's drive in Sagittarius Navamsha. When Mars as Amatya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, its fiery initiative blends with Sagittarius' principled, dharmic, and truth-seeking energy. The professional drive becomes oriented toward fighting for justice, defending principles, and channeling courage into teaching, law, or governance. Action through principles and law. Mars in Sagittarius pushes the individual to act decisively in matters tied to justice, philosophy, or truth. The drive is to become a defender of guidelines, either as a soldier of law, a reformer, or a strategist who channels action through higher ideals. Challenge of rigid zeal. Mars' impulsiveness may clash with Sagittarius' moral zeal, creating tendencies toward fanaticism or aggression in defending principles. The professional may become overly rigid, pushing beliefs forcefully onto others, or creating conflicts in ideological spaces. Professions rooted in action and justice. Careers may involve law enforcement, politics, military, judiciary, academia, or consultancy roles, where courage and principles unite. Mars in Sagittarius also favors reform-oriented leadership, crisis management, and teaching strategy or discipline. Shadow expression. Aggressive pursuit of truth, creating unnecessary conflicts. Becoming a zealous fighter for ideals without flexibility. Professional setbacks through impatience or inability to compromise. Hath 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Sagittarius as 9th house, Aries ascendant. Mars Amatya Karaka ties professional drive to dharmic action, careers in teaching, law, or religious defense. Strong karma in ideological battles. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant. Public recognition comes from action in governance, law, or military service. Authority gained through principled, decisive action. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant. Drive centers around family wealth, taxation, or financial justice. Careers in finance, banking, or taxation with a karmic test of applying principles to resources. 4. Integrated expression Mars as Amatya Karaka in Sagittarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to act courageously in defense of principles and justice. The karmic lesson is to temper zeal with patience, avoiding aggression or fanaticism in pursuit of ideals. This placement produces warriors of truth, leaders, strategists, and reformers who succeed when they align their discipline and courage with higher wisdom, inspiring others through principled action. Jupiter as Amakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Core Amatyaraka Principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatyaraka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, teaching, justice, law, and ethical guidance. It thrives in roles involving education, policymaking, spirituality, and advisory positions. Jupiter as AMK seeks to expand knowledge, uphold fairness, and inspire collective growth. Its shadow can manifest as overconfidence, rigidity in beliefs, or excessive moralizing. 2. Jupiter's drive in Sagittarius Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amatya Karaka occupies Sagittarius Navamsha, it rests in its own sign, expressing its fullest strength. The professional drive becomes centered on guiding through wisdom, building careers in teaching, law, or philosophy, and serving society with ethical authority. Wisdom through Dharma and principles. Jupiter in Sagittarius directs its expansive nature into Dharma. The inner drive is to teach, guide, and create order through truth. This can manifest in law, religion, governance, or education, where the professional identity is built on being a moral and ethical reference point. Challenge of dogmatism. While Jupiter thrives in Sagittarius, the shadow side is rigidity. The professional may become overly righteous, preachy, or intolerant of differing perspectives. When ideals clash with reality, disillusionment or criticism from others may follow. Professions rooted in law, teaching, and spirituality. Careers may involve law, judiciary, academia, religious institutions, financial advisory roles, policymaking, or any field requiring ethical guidance and teaching. Jupiter in Sagittarius thrives where wisdom and integrity shape collective direction. Shadow expression. Becoming a dogmatic preacher rather than an inspiring teacher. Pride and wisdom leading to moral superiority. Disappointments when principles fail in practical or political contexts. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Sagittarius as 9th house, Aries ascendant, Jupiter Amatya Karaka ties professional drive directly to Dharma, higher education, and law. Careers in teaching, philosophy, or judiciary leadership. Sagittarius as 10th house, Pisces ascendant, strong public authority in law, governance, or spirituality. Recognition and career success are tied to wisdom applied in leadership. Sagittarius as 2nd house, Scorpio ascendant, focus on speech, wealth, and family values. Careers in taxation, banking, advisory professions, or teaching financial and ethical principles. Integrated expression. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Sagittarius. Navamsha creates an internal drive to expand wisdom, uphold justice, and guide society through ethical leadership. The karmic task is to balance confidence in principles with humility and openness to differing views. This placement produces teachers, judges, advisors, and spiritual leaders whose strength lies in embodying Dharma, inspiring others with integrity, and shaping collective destiny through higher knowledge. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amatya Karaka planets in Sagittarius Navamsha. Rahu influence in Sagittarius Navamsha, Rahu intensifies the pursuit of truth, law, and philosophy, but twists them into fanaticism, hypocrisy, or manipulation of principles for personal gain. The professional drive becomes tied to inflated ideals, dogmatic preaching, or misuse of morality for recognition. Creates pseudo-righteousness, appearing principled and dharmic while secretly serving self-interest. Accusations of hypocrisy, false preaching, or misusing law, religion for gain often surface. Adds cunning charisma and ideology, Rahu amplifies Sagittarius' moral teaching qualities, but bends them into dogmatic propaganda, exaggeration, or manipulation of collective faith. Weakens accountability, projects wisdom outward, but avoids personal responsibility when integrity is tested. In leadership teaching roles, Sun, Jupiter, Amatya Karaka, Rahu generates suspicion of corruption in law, education, or governance. In communicative relationship roles, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Amatya Karaka, Rahu turns guidance into moral manipulation, scandals in advisory roles, or double standards in relationships. Ketu influence in Sagittarius Navamsha, Ketu detaches from ideals, law, and teaching, producing aloofness in dharmic or advisory roles. The professional persona may seem uninspired, withdrawn, or disconnected from principles, despite having deep internal intensity. Produces withdrawal from teaching or law, leaving others confused by apparent disinterest in Dharma or justice. Creates reluctance to guide or lead with principles, often avoiding responsibility in collective or advisory positions. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as Amatya Karaka, Ketu produces emotional or communicative detachment, making the native appear inconsistent or unreachable in professional dialogues. With Sun or Jupiter Amatya Karaka, Ketu creates a withdrawn leader or teacher, blamed for failing to inspire or uphold ethical direction. Can cause stagnation in law, governance, or teaching professions due to avoidance of active responsibility. Reputation often carries the tag of aloof philosopher, seemingly wise but practically absent or ineffective. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Sagittarius Navamsha. Saturn plus Rahu, manipulative disciplinarian cloaked in moral righteousness, blamed for oppressive laws or rigid hypocritical rules. Saturn-Ketu, withdraws from responsibility in law or governance, appears rigid, cold, and uninspiring in leadership. Mercury's Rahu, cunning preacher, uses communication for propaganda or manipulative teaching, scandals in law, philosophy, or media. Mercury Ketu, silent or withdrawn advisor, blamed for lack of clarity, disengagement in dialogue, or failure to guide with wisdom. Mars Rahu, fanatical warrior of principles, overly aggressive in defending ideology, scandals from zealotry, or political conflicts. Mars Ketu, passive-aggressive defender of Dharma, avoids critical battles, blamed for cowardice or negligence in upholding principles. Moon plus Rahu, emotional preacher, manipulates collective sympathy through exaggerated morality, scandals from hypocrisy in care or teaching roles. Moon as Ketu, emotionally detached guide, appears cold or disinterested in nurturing through values, blamed for neglect of collective needs. Venus Rahu, scandals in wealth, relationships, or aesthetics tied to moral hypocrisy, misuse of charm under guise of Dharma. Venus plus Ketu, detached in love and partnerships, refuses to engage emotionally or socially, blamed for broken alliances or cold diplomacy. Jupiter Rahu, false guru, manipulates collective faith or wisdom for power, accused of misleading through dogma or exaggeration. Jupiter plus Ketu, withdrawn teacher, aloof and uninspiring, failing to connect despite possessing deep wisdom. Sun plus Rahu, inflated authority figure, misuses leadership under guise of righteousness, accused of corruption or false moral superiority. Sunless Ketu, detached ruler, aloof, uninspiring, or inconsistent in leadership, blamed for failing to embody or uphold Dharmic authority.